The Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston is kicking into high gear with the January opening of its $180 million expansion now on the horizon. One part of the upgrade is a new state-of-the-art performance hall. It's named Calderwood Hall. And this week, after 5 years of planning and construction, the concert space is undergoing acoustical testing. WBUR's Andrea Shea dropped in yesterday to hear how it sounds.
You might expect acoustician Yasu Toyoda to be plugged into all sorts of high-end, high-tech testing devices. But when he first assesses the sound of any space, he actually goes no-tech.
Like this. So this is a kind of tool. And so and if we could have some actual music, we don't need this.
The Gardner Museum's resident chamber orchestra, a far cry, are here helping Toyoda with the testing.
Actual hearing is more important rather than analyzing data, which is gathered from microphone. So we do those things and gathering those data, but still it's just our information only.
It's all about the ears, says Toyoda, of the L.A.-based firm Nagata Acoustics. He does admit, though, that when he arrived for this milestone moment...
I was nervous a little bit, but it worked so well.
If Yasu was nervous, triple that is how nervous I was.
Scott Nickrens is the museum's music director. For the past 5 years, he's been living and breathing plans for this unique 6,000-square-foot concert hall. And now, he says...
The concert hall found its voice.
Perhaps one of the most unexpected features of the Calderwood Hall is one that years ago practically came to Nickrens in a dream.
I woke up in the middle of the night, it was about 3 o'clock in the morning, suddenly realizing that this space should not have a stage.
Nickrens called his boss, Museum Director Ann Hawley, at 5:30 in the morning to share his epiphany.
And she was pretty irritated.
But open-minded to his kind of crazy idea, because she's a music lover too. What did acoustician Yasu Toyoda think?
Crazy is very, very important.
Oh,
and
yes.
So on, and how we can be crazy.
Oh, we don't have to work at it.
It's shaped like a big cube. The ceiling is 42 feet high. Almost 300 seats fill three tiers of balconies that rise up to line all four walls. Those walls are covered in perforated wood paneling with hidden compartments that can be changed for each performance. Violinist Anne Rabat is one of the dozen or so musicians trying out the room. They shift around, seeing how the ensemble sounds in different configurations.
Whichever way we stand, it sounds great in here. We don't have to fight the hall, and so often that's the case, either to get the sound to project or to ring or to be clear.
Everyone is satisfied with how the hall sounds. Nickrens and Toyoda say they don't have any plans to do much more than tinker with the space before its official debut in the new year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.